You feel like a freshman all over again?
Absolutely, yeah. Just walking in there, a bunch of new faces, and trying to get to know the guys on the team that are already there, but definitely felt like a rookie again.
What were some of Coach Nagy's first messages to
you? Number one thing was just be yourself. So no matter what happens these next 3 days, just keep to your core and, you know, stay true to who you are and have fun.
When you're a draft pick, instead of recommending maybe be more kind of going forward when the veterans return here next week?
Yeah. For sure. I mean, you know, always stay true to yourself, you know, no matter what happens and, you know, when the vets come in and stuff, you know, just stay true to yourself, stay humble, keep working. Exciting, surreal, a lot of different emotions. Awesome.
Anything special you got planned to purchase right out of the gates just to reward yourself?
Not really. I don't spend too much. I mean, I'm sure I'll find something, but nothing off the top of my head that I could think of.
Hey, you haven't been to a practice yet, but just have you learned enough about what the Bears do any more than when the day you're drafted as far as how you will fit and what your role will be, how you fit in this defense?
Yeah, today we went through some base defenses and whatnot. We didn't get too detailed about it. Like you said, we haven't had practice. But, yeah, we had a walkthrough, you know, just 5 minutes ago. So just learning the calls and stuff is really the main thing. Just fitting in wherever I can and, you know, doing whatever Coach Pires needs me to do.
How similar is this to what you did in college, the system, or from what you've seen so far?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of similarities. I do two D coordinators while I was at WKU, so I've seen, you know, a lot of different defenses. So it's nothing too new.
How much do you think it's going to help that you're coming in playing the same position as Roquan as the number one draft pick, that you guys kind of learn together and bounce things off?
Absolutely, yeah. We've already we're roommates, so we're already talking and studying together, just picking his brain and whatnot and learning as much as I can.
What are your early impressions of Roquan?
Really down-to-earth guy, super personable, you know. We've chatted about all types of stuff, just the 24 hours that we've been here. So, really cool guy, excited to get to work with him.
After you were drafted and we talked to the general manager, Ryan Pace, he was talking about how when he was watching your tape, he kept on calling Matt Nagy over, you got to see this, because your play sort of popped off the tape. Were you a playmaker? Like, is that accurate that your tape is visually stimulating?
Yeah. When I heard that from Mr. Pace, man, that was awesome. That made me feel great. Just the hard work I put in, you know, for him to recognize that and, you know, to pick me was awesome. So I'm definitely not going to let him down and, you know, do my best to continue to make those plays.
Joel, you were, I just want to get this right, you were born in the burbs?
Yeah, so I was born in Cook County Hospital, 95, and then I moved to Bolingbrook, the suburbs, lived there till I was 8, and then I moved to Bowling Green, Kentucky, so.
Okay, so you probably lived here long enough to form some connection to the Bears in some way. What is it like to have been born and grown up here for a bit?
Yeah,
and be picked by and playing for the Bears?
It's a blessing, man, getting to come back home. The history here, the legacy that the different players, especially defense, have left here is awesome, man. And so getting to come back home and to try to leave my own legacy here is surreal.
Before you moved, were you old enough to have a favorite player or be a Bears fan?
Not really. I mean, I was like I said, 7, 8. But, you know, I definitely knew the team, you know, knew the history of the team. And as I grew up, I kept up with the Bears. And getting to come back is just crazy.
Your early impressions of Matt Nagy as a head coach, and everyone's talked about his energy. Do you feel that right away?
Definitely. Like you said, the energy is definitely the big thing you notice. He hates, you know, pessimistic people, loves to be optimistic, good vibes. So all the players will tell you that's what they get from him.
How did the level of competition that you faced at Western Kentucky help prepare you for this moment?
Level of competition, I mean, we played, you know, good teams. We played SEC schools. We played Big Ten schools. So I've had exposure to different level of competition, but it doesn't really matter. When you get here, it's another level. So just trying to get better, you know, pick the brains of the guys who are already here and try to elevate my game.
Joel, how important is your play on special teams going to be as far as you making an initial impact here?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I played punt, kickoff, kick return while I was at WKU, so whatever they need me to do. I've already talked to the different coaches and everything about what they need me to do, and so, you know, Coach Tabor, if that's what he needs me to do, I'm going to be the first one up.